What is very important is that you have to serve the needs. So calculated risk means maybe you can start with a very simple product, a very simple solution which exists in the market, and you can work with it. And then you can be creative. See, understand this. Once you get a set of customers, once you get your product and services rolling, once you earn a decent amount of income, then the risk-taking capacity can enhance and can increase. Now, that is how you start being an entrepreneur for most of them. If you have a very creative idea, if you have the right kind of technology, if you believe that this is going to work, in that case, you are taking risk of time. Which means that the calculated risk is that, hey, if I start a very simple business, it could take me 2-3 months to settle in. But if I'm doing this particular business, a new business which is creative, which is tech-driven, which is itself, it's like a ChatGPT or a product like a very important tech product, then in that case, you can risk time. See, understand one thing. Either you risk time or you risk money or you risk nothing. These are the three simple things that you risk. Next and the most important point is awareness. Now, awareness again, you know, as I said earlier, it doesn't mean simply meditation. Awareness is understanding trends, understanding where the economy is going, understanding your social situations, understanding your geographical situations, understanding how things are moving, and understanding what has happened in the last 20 years and 30 years and a particular domain or a product or a service that you are trying to build, what could be the possible future and outcomes if you are starting your journey in that particular domain. Now that awareness is very important. Another one is situational awareness. See, let's say if you were to start an AI business today, if you were to start an artificial intelligence company today, so would you completely rely on